Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the total scheme of things, it was not so very long ago that a family of sorts gathered for a special meal. Some in attendance were related by blood to each other. Others were joined by deep bonds of commitment to one another. Some knew the pressures of marriage and children. At least two knew what the longing for high status and prominence is like. Some knew what success felt like. Many knew all about failure. One of them in attendance wanted things his own way so badly that he would do anything to achieve his goals. Many of them had been unemployed. Some knew financial struggles. A few had money and businesses, even positions of authority, but they had given them up willingly. Others seen miracles, and it had sealed their faith. But some still had deep, dark questions that needed answers. One of them at the table was the Son of God, and perhaps none of them were really prepared, fully prepared, for what the next 72 hours would bring. They were family, although unlike other kinds of families. The blood that they shared wasn't their own, but was poured out for them, given and shed for them and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. His body had been broken for them to reconcile them to God and to expand the limits, the boundaries of the definition of family. Because you see, they were family, bound together by the love of Jesus Christ. And so are we. We gather again for a very special meal. This family relationship of ours, and it is what it is, that family relationship of ours connects us into one community. A community of men and women and children with whom we may have little in common, except for the love of God in Christ, which claims us as children of God. See what love the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. This is where being in Christian community, being part of Christ's family, gets to be really very wonderful, but also risky and occasionally uncomfortable, because it means that sometimes you're eating at the same table that you don't always get along with. The ones that Jesus calls to be part of your family, in your opinion, might not be so wonderful. But to Jesus, everyone, every single one, is valued and worthwhile and loved. Remember this table 2,000 years ago. It had places set at the table for the beloved disciple who was with them to the very end, for James and John who argued about who was best, for Peter and Judas. All of these folks who had stood by the cross, or abandoned Jesus, or denied him, or betrayed him. All of them were welcomed at that table. And so, even now, when we pursue our own ways, when we go after our own agenda, ignoring and often resisting God's way, there's still a place for us set at that table, for you and me. You see, this special family is a holy community. That's where we get the words holy communion This is a holy community, a family, bound together by the love of Christ. And there in this family, we face all the demands and limitations and struggles and joys of family. We'll be exposed to the suffering and pain of others. We'll come to know things about others that we wish we didn't. And we'll have to reveal parts of ourselves that we would rather keep silent about to others. We'll learn to be vulnerable with each other and accept the vulnerability of one another. In this special family, part of this community of grace, we don't just put up with each other. We learn to endure the pain of others' weaknesses and let them see our weaknesses as well. We learn to practice forgiveness, so much so that it becomes second nature. And we serve one another, especially the weak and vulnerable among us. That's what community is. The word is compassion, literally means to struggle with. This family struggles with each other. Well, this family was not created of our own doing. The Holy Spirit accomplishes that, calls us and gathers us and enlightens us as the family of grace of the community of saints. But yet, we choose. We need to will to love one another, despite our differences, despite our past. We choose to love one another against all odds, just as Jesus loves us against all odds. So today we celebrate a special gift, the gift of this holy sacrament, but also the gift of family that binds us together. And it's also about that hard work involved in being family. A family called into being by Jesus, a family that he gave a mandate for our life together. He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. You also should love one another." It's the love of Christ and our love for one another that binds us together. Jesus gave us this commandment and gave us an example to follow as he knelt down and humbled himself, washing his disciples' feet. And he gave us food for the journey, bread and wine, his body and blood, to make us one family, one community, bound together by nothing more and nothing less than Christ's self-sacrificing love for you and me and for all. The world really is starved for this kind of intimacy, this kind of relationship, this kind of acceptance and affirmation that's found among those of us who follow Jesus. So we begin the great 3 days as we enter this time remembering Jesus' passion. May we go forth as family, as one community, to see and experience again Christ's great love for us and celebrate the fact that we have been united and invited to be part of his family. Amen.